British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that Parliament would be suspended until mid-October, a move that angered lawmakers opposed to his planned withdrawal from the European Union on October 31st without a deal, and cuts the time they will have to try to block him. The new British leader's unexpected announcement threw the debate over Brexit into a new uproar 3 years after voters narrowly decided to leave the EU, 46 years after it joined the 28-nation bloc. Queen Elizabeth, as the head of state, approved Johnson's plan to suspend Parliament. She will reopen Parliament October 14th with an address outlining the government's legislative priorities. Forecasters saying they expect Hurricane Dorian to become a dangerous and powerful storm when it moves into the western Atlantic toward the U.S. southeastern coast. Dorian strengthened from a tropical storm into a Category 1 hurricane as it struck the U.S. Virgin Islands Wednesday, clobbering the territory with fierce rain and powerful winds. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says residents along Florida's east coast need to be ready for it.
We could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really, we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials. So incredibly important. And listen to the latest forecast.
As of late Wednesday, Dorian was northeast of Puerto Rico and is moving out to the northwest with sustained winds around 160 kilometers per hour. Every region in the world is except the Americas, experiencing an increase in the number of cases of measles, a vaccine-preventable disease that can kill or disable children. That's according to the World Health Organization Thursday. This is VOA News. Both the United States and Iran denied Wednesday that they were looking to ratchet up tensions with one another. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
You saw over the weekend some reporting. The president once again said that he's more than willing to meet with Iran's leaders to resolve this diplomatically. And that has been the purpose of Operation Sentinel, was to avoid a situation that would get us off of that track and onto a different one.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif also said during a visit to Japan with talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe that his country is not seeking to intensify disagreements with Washington, but why differences remain over Iran's nuclear weapons program and Washington's economic sanctions on Tehran. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday he has accepted the help of four Chilean aircraft in the fight against wildfires in the Amazon rainforest and renewed his criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron. Bolsonaro again accused the French leader of calling him a liar over a dispute over how to contain the raging wildfires and said that Macron believes he is the one and only person interested in defending the environment. Bolsonaro's remarks came one day after he said his country will accept $20 million in aid from G7 countries to battle the wildfires, only if Macron retracts what Bolsonaro considers offensive remarks. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York City following a transatlantic trip on a solar-powered sailboat. AP's Ed Donahue.
The 16-year-old will be attending a global warming conference at the United Nations. She led weekly protests in Sweden.
We need to stop destroying nature, and our war against nature must end.
She refused to fly because of the carbon cost of plane travel. Thunberg calls global warming a global crisis.
The biggest crisis humanity has ever faced, and if we don't manage to work together, to cooperate, and to work together despite our differences, then we will fail.
Thunberg's message to President Trump about global warming.
Listen to the science, and he obviously doesn't do that.
She plans to focus on spreading awareness. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's Mideast envoy says details of the U.S. peace plan will not be revealed until after next month's Israeli election. Mr. Trump said Monday parts of the political portion of the peace deal could be made public before the election. Israel's parliament voted to dissolve and hold another election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won a tightly contested April vote but failed to put together a governing coalition. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.